to read a few verses in the Philippian letter.
Vom întâi Filipișu.
Philippians.
Filipișu.
And chapter 1.
Di Ita.
We will read from verse 21.
Itang Filipișu 第1章21节读起.
For to me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督.
And to die is gain.
我死了就有益处.
But if to live in the flesh, if this shall bring fruit from my work,
但我在肉身活着若成就我功夫的果子,
then what I shall choose I know not.
我就不知道该挑选什么.
But I am in a strait betwixt the two, having the desire to depart and to be with Christ, for it is very far better.
正在我正在两难之间情愿离世与基督同在因为这是好得无比.
Yet to abide in the flesh is more needful for your sake.
然而我在肉身活着为你们更是要紧的.
So we just have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you together that we're found in your presence this evening.
主啊，我们感谢你，今天晚上我们又在你的面前。
And we thank you once again for that anointing which you have given us.
我们再次感谢你，为着你所赐给我们的膏油。
And by faith, we want to stand into that anointing this evening.
借着信心，我们要站在你所给我们的这个应许。
For the speaking, translating, and hearing.
但愿膏油不光为着说话的、听话的，也为着翻译的人。
Lord, will you fill this time with yourself?
主啊，但愿在这个时候用你自己来充满我们。
And use it to glorify our Lord Jesus.
这一切都是为了荣耀我们的耶稣基督。
And we ask it in His precious name.
我们是靠着他宝贝的名来祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Now I have been asked to share something with you about the life and ministry of our brother Theodore Austin Sparks.
今天晚上我们要交通到史伯克弟兄的生平和他的职事。
And I would say something first about his life.
我先说到一点他的生平。
And then a little about the emphases in his ministry.
然后我们要说到他职事的重点。
And then some of the qualities in his life.
让我们特别说他一生的特质。
Our brother Mr. Sparks was born in the 1880s.
我们的弟兄大概是生在1880年。
In a Scots town called Dunoon.
在苏格兰的一个镇上。
He was born of a Scots mother and an English father.
他的父亲是英格兰人，他的母亲是苏格兰人。
But he always considered himself to be Scots.
但他总是以自己是苏格兰为骄傲。
His father was an impresario.
他的父亲是一个文化界的组织者。
And therefore Mr. Sparks was born into a family that had much to do with culture, with theater, with concerts.
所以他的史伯克丁是生在一个很有文化气质的家庭里面。
I am not sure that his father ever had a real experience of the Lord Jesus.
我不敢说他的父亲是真的经历过主。
His mother, however, was a truly godly woman.
他的母亲实在是个敬虔神的人。
She knew the Lord.
她认识神。
She was a woman of prayer.
她是个祷告的人。
And she was 100% devoted to the Lord Jesus.
她是100%奉献给他的主。
She belonged to a group within the established church in England.
他可以说是英国国教里面的属于有一般的弟兄。
The Church of England in England and the Church of Scotland in Scotland.
那么我们知道在英国就是英国教会，在苏格兰就是苏格兰教会。
That have come to be called Irvingites.
那这是特别在Irvine这一般人中间。
These Irvingites, as people called them.
这些Irvine的人，这是他们称呼他。
Were those who were greatly influenced and blessed by the ministry of a brother called Edward Irving.
那么他们主要是德国有一个弟兄叫 Edward Irving 的帮助。
Edward Irving was in fact has often been called the father of the charismatic.
这个 Edward Irving 事实上可以说是灵恩运动的创始人。
He believed that the church was the body of the Lord Jesus.
他相信说教会是基督的身体。
He believed in apostles.
他相信使徒
he believed in gifts of the Spirit.
他相信圣灵的恩赐
He believed in an experience that he called the baptism of the Spirit.
那他相信有一个经历就是圣灵的浸
And this movement began in Britain, in England and Scotland in the 1860s, 1840s.
大概是1840到1860左右，这个运动就在英国跟苏格兰非常盛行。
Mr. Sparks grew up in a home in which his mother often had prayer meetings.
那我们知道史弟兄长大就在这样环境长大，他的母亲常在家里有祷告聚会。
It was a home that believed that the word of God was the word of God.
我们知道在这个家庭里面神的话是被尊重的
and that it was the final authority in all matters
可以说这是神的话乃是有最终的权威
and it was a home that believed that the Lord's coming was near
在这个家里面他们都相信主回来近了
His mother had a very great influence upon Mr. Sparks
他的母亲对史蒂文有很大的影响
Brother Sparks came to the Lord in his teens.
史蒂文大概是十几岁就信主了。
And from the moment that he came to the Lord, he was 100% for the Lord Jesus.
他一信主，他就是百分之百的为着我们的主。
He saw the truth of believers' baptism.
他看见受浸的真理
and as a result, of course, he got baptized.
那因为这个缘故，他也受浸了
and he left the Church of Scotland.
他就离开了苏格兰的教会
He became an ordained minister in the Baptist and Congregationalist.
结果他就在浸信会和公理中里面做了封立的牧师
That is, in both these denominations, he was a recognized and ordained minister.
在这两个公会里面他是被公认的是认为是被封立的牧师
He became one of Dr. Campbell Morgan's young men.
他可以说是坎伯摩根年轻的人中间的一个
Dr. Campbell Morgan was probably one of the greatest Bible teachers in Britain in the English-speaking world in the early part of this century.
也许这是二十世纪初在英国 Campbell Morgan 可以说是在英国神特别兴起的一个大的解经家。
He was minister in Westminster Chapel.
他是 Westminster Chapel 的一个在伦敦的那一个他的为主说话的人。
And he used to have a group of young ministers.
他一直有一群这个年轻的为主说话。
And he used to get them to do a lot of the work on Bible study that finally came out in his various books.
那他就这个他就是要这些年轻人一同好好研究那些圣经，最后就在他的书里面就有了。
Mr. Sparks was one of the brightest of this group of young men and ministers.
在这个青年群里面，我们叫史弟兄，可以说是最杰出的一个。
And as a result, he was very much in demand all over Britain as a conference speaker.
因着这个缘故，那么史弟兄就变成了特会的讲员，到处受人欢迎。
Especially in teaching the Bible.
特别是教导圣经。
Outlines of the books of the Bible.
那么特别把圣经把它解析了。
An outline of the whole Bible.
能够把整个圣经给解析了。
Bird's eye view of the whole Bible.
那可以对圣经有个鸟瞰式的认识。
This was something quite new.
这个在那个时候是很新鲜的。
And he was very much in demand.
他可以说到处受欢迎。
For this.
为了这个。
He whilst he was minister of Honor Oak Baptist Church.
那么他曾经一度是 Honor Oak 的浸信会的牧师。
He saw a tremendous change come over the whole congregation.
他看见整个的聚会有了很大的改变。
One after the other, these nominal Christians became born again.
一个一个的这些所谓的教友就重生了。
The church secretary.
我们的教会里面的秘书。
The various deacons.
许多的执事。
One after the other, they found the Lord.
一个一个就遇见主了。
And this turned the church inside out.
那这就把整个教会就翻过来了。
But Mr. Sparks,
但是史弟兄,
in spite of being a nationally wanted conference speaker,
纵然说他是整个全国都需要他到处去去这个释放信息。
And being one of the young men asked to Keswick.
而且他还年轻，但是他到了 Keswick
with a view in the end to becoming one of the speakers.
我们知道最后末了，他是希望他能成为开西的讲员。
And in spite of being the pastor of a Baptist church that was absolutely thriving.
我们知道是这个他终于 他虽然是浸信会的牧师
he himself
他自己
felt a terrible need within his life
他自己觉得里面有一个需要
he felt that he was proclaiming things that were not really his experience
他觉得他所传扬的好是不是自己所有的
that he was born again he had no doubt
他重生没有问题
that God had saved him he had no doubt
他没有疑问神救了他
that God had justified him
神称他为义
of this he had no doubt
这个他没有问题
that the Holy Spirit was the Holy Spirit
圣灵就是圣灵
he had no doubt
他没有问题
that Christ was Christ
基督是基督
he had no doubt
也没有问题
but within his own heart
但他里面
he felt he was preaching things
他觉得他在那里传
that he was not experiencing
但是好像他不经历什么
that he was professing much
他好像在那里做先知讲道
but possessing little
但是他得着的不多。
Now, Mr. Sparks, by nature,
我们知道他的这个个性
was 100% person.
他是个百分之百的人。
He was never sort of in between.
他向来不是这黑白在中间灰色地带。
He was black or white.
他要么是黑，要么是白。
There was no gray.
绝对没有灰色的地带。
And gradually, that built up within him.
那么自然在他里面酝酿
a tremendous tension.
然后慢慢的有压力就生长了。
He came to feel that he was a failure.
他发现他自己的一切是失败的。
That what he read in the Bible wasn't his experience.
他圣经里面所读到的好像不是他的经历。
And it all came to a head one day.
有一天，终于到了一个时候。
On this day, he said to his wife.
他有一天对他妻子。
I'm going into my study.
那现在我要到我书房。
I don't want anyone to disturb.
我希望没有人来搅扰我。
No matter what happens.
不管什么事发生
I shall not come out of that study
我绝不从那个书房里出来
until I have decided one way or the other
除非我决定了我或向左或向右
when he went into this study
当他一进到书房
it was his determination
他决定好了
that either the Lord met him in a new way
要么主给他带个新的路新的方向
or he would resign his ministry
要么他就完全就了结了他的服
事 he was at an end of himself
他很决定清楚
He spent much of the day just quietly.
他安静的就在那一天
And then he began to read
然后他读圣经
Romans, the letter to the Romans.
罗马他都开始读罗马
Nothing happened.
什么事也没有发生
He knew it very well.
他懂得
He taught this letter again and again.
他一直教这个
He had given outlines of this
他也给了很多的这个
So it was not new to him.
对他来一点都不新鲜
Until he came to Romans chapter 6.
一直读到罗马书第六。
And then he himself said.
然后他自己说。
It was as if heaven opened.
好像天开启。
And light shone into his heart.
然后光照在他的心里。
And for the first time.
第一次。
He understood.
他明白。
That he was crucified with Christ.
他是与基督一同。
And that the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
Within.
在他里面。
And upon him.
在他里面。
To reproduce the nature of the Lord Jesus.
把耶稣基督重新诞生在他里面。
It totally revolutionized Theodore Austin's life.
对，这样完全革命性的改变了 Austin's life.
He often used to say that his whole worldwide ministry,
他说他整个的那个服侍,
any authority he had,
如果他有什么权利,
any influence he had,
如果他有什么影响,
all stemmed from that day.
都是从那天开始的。
When he emerged from that study,
当他从那个书房里出来,
Theodore Austin Sparks was a changed man.
我们知道这位死弟兄是一个改变来的。
Now he began to preach Christ.
现在他开始传扬基督。
He began to magnify the Lord Jesus.
他高举耶稣。
And the church came into an altogether new experience.
那么教会就经历了从来没有经历过。
He couldn't explain the cross of Christ to begin with.
他刚开始不知道怎么解释基督的十字架。
But a little while afterwards,
渐渐的,
he began to teach the way of the cross, as he called it.
他开始教导十字架的道理。
It was at this time that he came into touch with Jesse Penlewis.
就在这个时候他就遇到了宾路易斯姆。
God raised up Mrs. Penlewis
宾路易斯姆
as one of the most remarkable teachers in the last century and the beginning of this.
所以可以说是上个世纪跟这个世纪出了不起的一个教师。
She had also had an experience
他自己也有这个方面的经历,
and of the Spirit of the Lord.
关于基督灵的经历。
And she had been used by the Lord to bring servants of the Lord all over the English speaking world.
他可以神带领他在整个英语世界里面,
into a new experience of the Lord Jesus.
带领许多侍奉的人对于主有认识。
Of course, you will be interested. Margaret Barber came into great blessing to Mrs. Penlewis.
我们知道何寿恩姊妹也从宾路易斯姆得着许多帮助。
Now, Mrs. Penlewis,
宾路易斯姆,
saw Mr. Sparks,
看见史弟兄,
as the heir to the whole work that God had given her.
可以说是神所给他的那个执事的接棒人。
And Mr. Sparks became a very greatly loved and popular preacher and teacher in the overcomer movement, as it was.
所以可以说在这个宾路易斯姆那个得胜运动里面，这个史弟兄就变成受欢迎的为主说话。
But the experience that Mr. Sparks had,
但史弟兄的所有的经历,
instead of opening every pulpit in the land to him,
好像不是说所有的讲台都向他打开,
closed most of the pulpits.
结果呢，所有一个个讲台就关起来了。
They all became very afraid of Mr. Sparks.
他们都害怕他。
They felt that something strange had happened to him.
他们觉得他有一些奇怪。
That he was dangerous.
好像他是很危险。
Unbalanced.
他不平衡。
Something wrong.
好像有什么是错的。
And so there began an antagonism toward Mr. Sparks in the Christian world.
所以他们就对史弟有许多的质疑。
Then came a great crisis in the Baptist church of which he was pastor.
然后他在他的那个浸信会里面有了个大的转机。
By this time, nearly all the deacons had become believers.
所以这个时候几乎所有的执事都变进基督徒了。
And not only believers,
不光是基督徒,
they had come into a real experience of the indwelling Christ.
他们对于内住的基督圣灵就有了经历。
And of the way of the cross.
那么对于十字架的道路。
At that time,
那个时候,
in about 1920, in the middle of the 1920s,
大概是1922几年,
the World Baptist Federation,
我们的这个世界的这个进修的总会,
launched a year that they called Make More Baptists.
那么他们有提倡一个运动，就是要更多进信会的人。
Now this Baptist church of which Mr. Sparks was pastor,
那么这个进信会,
they had no interest in making more baptists.
就是史蒂文带领的，他们没有这个兴趣。
To bring more people to the Lord Jesus,
他们有兴趣是带领人来了耶稣基督
，they would have been 100% for.
他们百分之百为了这个。
But to make more Baptists,
但是要做做要
they didn't feel at all happy.
他们希望有更多的这个浸信会员，他们不觉得高兴。
So they wrote to the Baptist Union.
所以他们就和总总会写信
that they could not be part of this make more Baptists year.
他们说他们没有办法参加这个运动。
Then the Baptist Union said,
然后这个联会说
we have the title deeds to the church property.
你知道你这个教会的财产我们是。
And the title deeds to the house that you live in.
那你们现在所住的地方的产权是我们的。
If you do not go, fall in step with that,
如果你不跟随的话
we put you out.
我们就把你们赶走。
And so came a clash.
所以他们就冲突起来了。
Then Mr. Sparks was put out in 1 week.
所以一个礼拜之内，我们的弟兄就被赶走。
I think at that time there were 4 children.
那个时候他带着四个孩子。
He was put out with his furniture on the road.
他们就出去了。
And the church was shut out of the church premises.
那么整个礼拜堂也被拒绝在外面。
At that time,
就在那个时候
，a titled lady.
有一个
greatly blessed through the ministry of Mr. Sparks.
有一个爵士的夫人，她非常对这个使用工作很有帮助。
And who was a serving the Lord as a missionary in India?
她曾经到了印度做教士，传教士。
She was in England at the time.
她那个时候在英国。
And she heard that there was a big school, a boys' school, on the top of Honor Road.
她知道在这个桂巷那个山坡上。
And that it was.Had been vacated.
我们的有一个这个有一个学校。
And she bought the whole property.
她就把整个就买过来。
And gave it to the church.
然后就给了教会。
And thus there came into being the Honor Oak Christian Fellowship and Conference Center.
那这个就是我们大家很熟悉的。这个桂巷的基督徒中心。
This was the place where all these conferences were held 3 or 4 times a year.
那么每年呢，大概他们有特会3次到4次。
To which people came from all over Britain and indeed the English-speaking world.
那么他们从英语的世界各个角落都来参加。
Mr. Sparks ministry.
史弟兄的职事
went from a local ministry
从他
to a national ministry
从地方性的职事一直到
ministry
到全国的然后到全世界。
It was in 1937-38
在1937-38
that our brother Watchman Nee first came into touch with brother Spark.
那么你就第一次接触到史伯克弟兄。
He had read some of brother Spark's ministry.
他曾经读了一些史弟兄的书。
And had been greatly blessed.
他非常得到帮助。
He believed that there was an identity of outlook and of understanding.
他觉得在领会上他和史蒂文几乎是一样的。
And in 1937 he came to Britain and Scandinavia.
那1937年他到了Scandinavia半岛还有到了伦敦。
With a special objective of meeting Brother Sparks.
那他主要的目的是要见史弟兄。
He came to Honor Oak.
他来到了桂巷。
And he met with Brother Sparks.
他就见到了史弟兄。
And they fellowshiped together.
他们彼此有交通。
Brother Sparks, by nature, I will explain in a moment, was a very British person.
你知道他的个性是很英国的。
Very, very superior.
他是很优越感很重的。
And reserved.
高高在上，从来保守的。
And he kept Brother Watchman waiting for 2 days.
他让尼丁等了两天。
Before he finally had fellowship.
最后他才和他有交通。
It was an amazing time.
那就是就在那个很奇妙的一段时候
the exclusive brethren
那个时候闭关弟兄
who had invited Brother Watchman to come to Europe
他是邀请尼丁到欧洲来
were horrified that Watchman went to Honor Oak
他想也没有想他们惊讶非常惊讶因为尼丁去到了桂巷的聚会
and after challenging him
然后就下了挑战
They then had a special meeting
然后他们开了会
And withdrew from him
然后就完全离开他
In other words, they expelled him They excommunicated
换句话说他就把尼丁开除了
Many years later, I met one of the brothers who was at the meeting that excommunicated Brother Watchman.
有一次我好几年我碰到一个弟兄刚好是在开除尼丢的聚会那个弟兄，
他didn't understand at the time.
他那个时候并不知道。
But he said to me,
他对我说
I had a feeling.
我有感觉。
It was the end of the exclusive movement.
他说我觉得这个恐怕就是整个闭关弟兄会的 末日了。
And so it turned out to be.
结果那个事实是如此。
Mr. Sparks, then, of course, this whole work that was so amazing, in those early days in the conferences,
在那个早期许多特会的时候
people used to have tremendous experiences.
那个时候百所有弟兄姊妹有很多的经历
I met with many of those who had those experiences
我就认识很多有这些经历的人
I remember Dr. Thornton Stone
我记得单大夫
who also had come actually come to know the Lord through Maria Monson
他是从Monson 这个姊妹在中国他得救的
He went out as a missionary to China and he wasn't even saved
你叫他到这个中国去传道但是他那个还没得救
And then through Maria Monson he came to know the Lord
Monson 这个姊妹带他得救的
He and his wife
他和他的妻子
And then as you know he became co-workers with Brother Watchman
然后他就变成尼弟兄的同工
But you know Dr. Thornton Stern
Dr. 善大夫
He told me
他告诉我
That when he went to one of these conferences
他参加这些聚会
After one of the meetings
一个聚会完了以后
The Lord would not let him sleep
神不让他睡觉
All night long he said
一个晚上
The Lord wrestled with me
主与我摔跤
And he said it was just like Jacob
就好像雅各一样
When the sun came up
当太阳升上来
I was a different man
他变成不一样的人
This can be multiplied thousands of times.
你知道这样的事很多很多。
People have tremendous experiences of the Spirit of the Lord.
他们有了圣灵的经历。
And of the cross of Christ.
他们有十字架的经历。
It wasn't just preaching.
不光是讲道。
Something happened through the preaching.
在他们在这个传道讲道里面有些事情发生。
Then the war came.
然后世界大战
The Second World War
那是第二次世界大战
And this brought an end to the conference
那么这个结果就叫这个特会到了一段
The whole of Europe and the world was in turmoil
你知道那个整个欧洲整个世界都乱了
Mr. Sparks went to Scotland
史蒂文就到苏格兰去
And his closest co-worker
他一个最亲密的同工
Brother Patterson
那第 Patterson
弟兄 He stayed in honorary
他在归乡
At the end of the war
到大战过了
They came together
他们又聚在一起
And then they had perhaps one of the most blessed periods
那个可以说是最好的蒙恩历史
In the history of that workand minister
那就是那个工作可以说是最好的一段
from 1946 until 19 I would say about 50
到 1950 1950 1951的样子
again very powerful conference
那个时候特会是非常有主的同在
now Mr. Sparks
史弟兄
as I have said
我曾经说过
was a very very reserved man
他是一个很保守的人
He was what we call a doer man
他是一个做事的人
Economic in words
他是个说话很节省的人
He could sit with people
他可以坐在那儿
And not say a word
他一句话也不说
For an hour
可以一个钟头
Not one word
一句话也不说
And he was perfectly at peace
他里面有平安
But the others were not at peace
但别人就没有平安了
You know they wonder why doesn't he speak
他们怎么他一句话都不说呢
He was a very extraordinary man in this way
他在这一点上很不寻常的
He was also a very suspicious man
那他也是一个疑心很重的人
He did not easily trust other people
他不容易相信一个人
He was a very gifted man.
他也是很有恩赐的人。
A very good to look at.
你看看他就很好。
Tall.
又很高。
Very good looking.
长得很好看。
Very wonderful bearing.
可以说整个人的样子很好。
Yeah. Brother Patterson.
Patterson 弟兄
was altogether different.
刚好完全不像。
He was very warm.
很热情那个人。
He would talk and talk and talk.
他一直讲，一直讲，一直讲。
Anyone could talk with him.
每一个人都可以跟他讲话。
He loved everybody.
他爱每一个人。
He trusted people.
他相信每一个人。
And when he and Brother Sparks were together,
当他们两个在一起的时候
，It was a marvelous partnership.
那可以说他们配搭的太好了。
They were quite different.
他们不同
and they trusted each other.
但他们彼此相信
and therefore,
因着这个人
in the work,
在工作上
and in the fellowship,
在交通里面
there were many problems.
虽然有许多难处
some of them from due to Mr. Sparks' temperament.
那有的是因为跟史蒂芬的气质有关系
But Brother Patterson,
但是 Patterson
always explained Brother Patterson
总是解释史蒂芬
to the people.
向人解释
使，and the people,
然后呢，就向使徒就解释其他的弟兄。
Thus, there was a very good relationship.
所以他们有很好的关系。
But then, suddenly,
然后忽然间
，Brother Patterson went to be with the Lord.
Patterson 就被主接走了。
And his place was never taken.
那个他 Patterson 的位置从来没有被取代过。
Others tried to take it.
有的人想取代那个位置。
But that it was not the same.
完全不一样。
This began a whole period of unrest and problem within the fellowship and work.
所以后来就带来一些难处和不安。
Now I must also tell you something else about Brother Sparks.
我还要告诉你一点关于史蒂芬的事。
He looked marvelous.
他看上去很好。
But actually, he suffered very much from ill health.
但事实上，他的身体不是那么好。
And I think because he was outwardly a very reserved.
他表面上是非常。
And very quiet man.
安静的一个人。
Inwardly,
里面
much happened.
发生了很多的事。
The result was,
结果是这样。
He had a certain kind of condition.
他有一些的条件。
That meant that the whole of his stomach lining was covered by ulcers.
他整个的胃好像都长了 ulcer.
This meant he had very great indigestion.
他消化得很好。
And much pain.
但他有 他这个也消化不好，他就
有胃痛。And he always looked a kind of yellow green color.
这个脸色不好，总是白白苍白的。Yeah.
Some of the greatest conferences
有一些很重要的特会
were actually given at his greatest point of pain and trouble.
那其实就在他很痛苦的时候，他给了那些信息。
One of them now in a book called Battle for Life.
你知道有一本书叫《Battle for Life》这本书。
Actually gave sitting in a chair.
那事实上他给的他是坐在椅子上。
Many years later,
多少年以后
when I was in Switzerland,
当我在瑞士
and sharing a conference with Brother Sparks,
我和史蒂芬一同分享信息
an old couple came into the meeting.
那么有一对夫妇来了
they were German missionaries.
他们是德国的传教士
they hadn't seen Mr. Sparks for something like 40 years.
他们好像四十年没有见到史蒂芬
they had been serving the Lord in Brazil.
他们在巴西服侍主
and then they came in.
然后他们来了
and I shall never forget.
我永远不会忘记
Brother Sparks spoke no German.
史蒂芬不会讲德文
so they spoke to me.
他们就对我说
Is it Brother Sparks? They said.
他说这是史蒂兄
of course it's Brother Sparks.
当然是史蒂兄了
but they said.
他们说
He looks 30 years younger than he did 40 years ago.
他说他比四十年前看年轻了三十岁
When we saw him,
我们看见他
he looked so old.
他看他老苍老
so green,
很青脸铁青
so thin,
很瘦
so weak,
很弱
Mr. Sparks had a very remarkable operation.
他曾经动过手术
where they take the hole in the lining of the stomach and pull it up and peg it up,
把他的这个胃提上来。
And give you like a new stomach.
好像给你一个新的胃一样。
And when that happened,
那个发生了以后
，Mr. Sparks did not have the same problem.
那他就没有问题了。
He always had to be careful.
但他还是很小心。
The enormous hostility towards Mr. Sparks
那对于史蒂兄的反对
was something unbelievable.
是你不会想象的。
It was everywhere in Christian circles.
那在基督徒的圈子里面到处都是攻击。
Books were written against him.
有的人写书攻击他。小册子攻击他。
He was spoken against from pulpits.
有的人在讲台上攻击他。
He was named as the great troublemaker.
有的人对他人身攻击说他是找麻烦的。
As a divisive element,
他是分裂教会的。
As an erroneous and false teacher,
好像他是个假的先知，假的教师。
There were unbelievable stories about Mr. Sparks.
许多你就想也想不到一些传言传说。
I remember one brother coming to me, a good brother in the United States.
在美国一个很好的弟兄来告诉我。
And he said to me, "How can you possibly work with Mr. Sparks?"
他说你怎么可能和他同工呢
？No problem.
我说我没有问题。
I have never seen anything but Christ.
他说我除了基督之后我看不到别的。
And I have never ever heard him teach or preach anything than what is in the Word of God.
我们也没有听说他教导有什么不在圣经里面。
Oh, they said he has four wives.
哦，他说他有四个太太。
Four wives.
四个太太，我说。
Poor Mr. Sparks.
哦，这个可怜的史蒂兄。
I mean, if you knew Mr. Sparks.
如果你认识史蒂兄。
One wife was enough.
他一个太太已经够他了。
I mean, he could not have. He it was laughable.
你这个奇好笑的很。
I said to the brother,
我对弟兄说
if you want to damage Mr. Sparks,
如果你要伤害他
don't say this kind of thing.
你不要讲这些事
Everybody who knows him knows it cannot be true.
你知道这不是真的
Talk about his authoritarianism.
啊，你如果说他是很集权那个人
Talk about his suspiciousness of people.
你说如果他是疑心很重的人
Don't talk like this.
你不要这样讲
You will never damage him this way.
你这样永远不会伤到他。
This alienation of Mr. Sparks.
这个对于史蒂兄的误会。
This total isolation of him.
可以说完全把他隔绝了。
In many ways, was the hardest thing that Mr. Sparks ever bore.
我们知道这个可以说史蒂兄最难忍受的。
Year after year, he went to Keswick.
一年过一年他到开西去
There across the platform it said
在那个讲台上面说
All one in Christ
在基督里面是一个
And then he would go up to those men that he used to work with
那么他到那里就是从前曾经一
次 And put out his hand
他把他手拉
And they would turn away
他们不理他
They wouldn't shake his hand
他们不与他
They wouldn't speak to him
不要和他说话
They have nothing to do with him
他们不要理他
This Brother Sparks found the hardest thing of all to bear.
史蒂兄觉得这是最难叫他忍受。
The problems in the fellowship at Honor Oak grew.
那么在 Honor Oak 的聚会里面
，the conferences ceased.
这就那就特会就没有了。
You will remember that our brother Mr. Sparks came to Taiwan.
你记不记得史蒂兄来过台湾
？Twice.
两次。
To Taiwan.
两次到台湾。
He was so thrilled on that first visit.
他第一次访问，他很兴奋。
One of the reasons was there were so many people.
他看见那么多弟兄姊妹。
And they wanted to hear.
他们要听。
And they didn't have hostility.
他们一点都没有反对。
And they would take every word.
只要他讲什么，大家都吸收。
It meant a tremendous amount about the spot.
对他来讲，实在印象太深了。
But then in the second.
但第二次他来。
Came this terrible problem.
那后来难处就来了。
With our brother Witness Lee.
那么就和李长寿里有了难处
了。Now Mr. Sparks.
史弟兄。
His strong point.
他最强烈的。
Was the spiritual nature of everything.
那就是所万事的属灵的性质。
His weak point.
他最软最弱的。
Was the practically earthly expression of those spiritual.
那就是那些属灵的原则如果你要把它把它表现出来这个他最不行
and it was on the whole matter of locality
那他的重点就是完全在地方
that was the problem
那个地方的立场这件事对他是个问题
our brother Mr. Sparks said to me
史蒂兄对我说
there is such a thing as a local churchThere is.
是有这么一回事，以
是
地方的教会。
The way our brother is teaching.
但是我们的弟兄所教导的。
It will be like a denomination，
结果会像一个宗派一样
，with the Vatican，
就像梵蒂冈一样
，and the Pope，
有一个教皇。
This is how it will end。
这个结果一定会变成这个样子。
I'm afraid he has been proved right。
那我害怕，恐怕他当初这个预言是对的。
That is precisely what has happened。
那结果果然这样发生。
He said to me，
他对我说
，We can take the church，
我们可以拿教会
，which is the body of our Lord Jesus，
就是基督的身体
，join to the head at the right hand of God，
他是在父神的右边
，and reduce it to something earthly，
我们可能把它变成一个属地的东西
，make it a human organization，
变成一个人类的组织。
This。Division，
这一个分裂
，in many ways was tragic，
实在说来是个悲剧。
Of course there were many other things，
还有其他的。
At the end of our brother's life，
在我们的弟兄最末了的时候
，he really was very much like the Apostle Paul，
他很像保罗。
In his last letter, one of his last letters,
特别是有一最末了的他。
The Apostle Paul said all the churches in Asia.
他说亚细亚，全亚细亚都弃绝我。
At the end,
末了的时候
，Mr. Sparks was alone.
史蒂芬非常的孤单。
There really were very few people with him.
其实很少的人和他在一起。
When it came to the end.
当他到末了的时候
，He insisted on moving from On the Oak，
他坚持从 On the Oak 搬
，Where his home was，
那就是他家的。
His home was still there，
他家人就在那。
But he insisted on being taken by car，
他坚持一定要坐车
to Richmond，
到 Richmond 的地方
，into the home of his daughter，
到他女儿的地方
，Elizabeth，
大概五十分钟以外的地方。
And there he went to be。
那在那里，我们的弟兄到主那里去了。
Now there were some very real influences in Mr. Sparks' life。
我们知道，对于史蒂芬影响的有不少的人。
There was Dr. Campbell Morgan。
坎伯摩根是一个人。
I think he gave Mr. Sparks very much in a Bible outline。
我想他。他对对史弟兄影响最大的就是尼奥坎式的读经。
If you like, almost the technology of the Bible，
或是几可以说是这个圣经读圣经技术层次这样。
Then there was Dr. F.B. Meyer，
然后是 F.B. Meyer 这位弟兄。
Now F.B. Meyer meant a lot to Brother Sparks。
那 F.B. Meyer 对他来讲是意义很大。
He really, in many ways。Brought Mr. Sparks into much deeper way with the Lord.
他的确是带领了史弟兄对于神的关系、对主的关系更深一些。
And there was Mrs. Penlewis.
然后米宾路易师母当然
是。She was an enormous influence.
对他来讲是个太大的帮助。
And then there was A.B. Simpson.
然后宣信弟兄。
You sing quite a few of the hymns.
我想你们唱很多宣信的诗。宣信的诗。
Mr. Sparks used to say.
史弟兄这样说。
Of all the preachers of the, on the American scene，
在美国他所看见的
of all the preachers he ever knew when he was young，
他认识年轻所认识在美国他所碰到他的
A.B. Simpson，
A.B. 宣
信 was the most spiritual，
宣信是最
and the most powerful，
可以说最有能力的一位。
It is interesting，
非常有趣。
My estimate of Mr. Sparks，
那我对于史弟兄的认识和估价。
I almost dare not to say too much，
我不敢说的太多。
But my estimate of Mr. Sparks，
但是我对于他的估价
is that he was a lone prophetic voice in a spiritual wilderness。
他可以说是在一个属灵的旷野里面，他是个孤单的先知。
When you take Europe，
你看到欧洲
，Scandinavia，
北欧
，Britain，
英国
，basically the English-speaking world，
整个英语的世界。
From 1920
to 1960,
it was a wilderness.
可以说是旷野。
Very little happened.
那个时候几乎很少有事发生。
Of course, it was a period of almost two world wars.
那么可以说是两个世界、两个大战这个中间的。
A tremendous turmoil.
那有这个整个世界都是乱的。
And very much institutionalization and traditionalization of the church.
那个时候教会这个组织的一面、制度化的一面是到那仍旧存在。
The voice of Brother Spark.
那么史蒂文的声音
was like the voice.Like a prophetic voice,
那还乃是个先知的声音
calling God's people back to reality,
呼召神的百姓回到实际去
calling God's people back to the genuine,
呼召神的百姓来到真实
calling God's people back to the Lord Jesus,
呼召神的百姓回到耶稣基督
It is very interesting that many of the phraseology of Mr. Sparks,
我们在史蒂文创造了好几个词
which at the time seemed almost unique to him.
在那个时候可以说是非常独特的，只是一家的。比方说
he spoke about the body.
他讲到身体
the body of the Lord Jesus.
基督的身体
I can remember.
我还记得
when you talk body.
他讲到身体
body of the Lord Jesus.
基督的身体
Nobody talks about the body.
没有人讲到基督的
身
体。没有人讲到基督的身体。
Then he said, "This is the church."
他这就是教会。
The church.
教会。
The church is somewhere where you left your umbrella.
教会是你忘记的雨伞的地方。
You lost your handbag.
你的这个什么包包丢的地方。
Who understood the church as the body of Christ?
谁会告诉你？谁会知道教会的基督身体？
Yet now,
现在呢
this term the body,
这个是身体
is a household word,
可以说是家喻户晓的名字
everywhere over the whole world,
全世界到处
much due to the charismatic,
那么尤其是在灵恩运动
nevertheless, something has happened,
但是不管怎么样，总有些事发生
quite amazing,
稀奇的很
or take these other words,
我们再举个例子
authority and submission,
比方说讲到顺服顺与服
whoever thought talked of authority
谁会讲到权柄
and submission
和顺服呢
now it's everywhere of course sometimes falsely
那当然有的人到处都是不过有的人讲错了
what about body life
比方说讲到身体的生活
body life
身体的
whoever talked of such a thing as body life
谁会教到什么叫身体的生活
this was one of Mr. Sparks' favorite phrases
这是史弟兄最拿手的几句话
body life
身体的生活
are we experiencing body life
我们有没有经历身体的生活呢
it's now everywhere
现在好像到家喻户晓
or I think of another little word
我在想了另外一个词
related
比方说相关性配搭
belonging to one another
彼此相属
related to one another
能够彼此相连
members of Christ and members one of another
是基督的肢体也是彼此做肢体
you know all these things were thought to be so strange
对我们当初来人来讲是很奇怪
no one spoke about these
没有人讲到这些东西
you know in the Christian world
在基督世界里
you talked about conversion
你讲的蒙恩得救
you talked about Bible study
你讲的读圣经
you talked about prayer
祷告
talked about witnessing
做见证
talked about missionary challenge and call
然后到做传道出去
and if you went very high you talked about the victory life
如果你爬得高一点得胜的生活
that was it
就这么完了
you never talked about the church
你从来不讲
never talked about the body
你不讲身体
never talked about authority
也不讲的权柄
never talked about relatedness
也不讲的彼此配搭
that was all something unknown now what I'm saying is this
我要说的是这个
since
自从一九六零年
，these things have gone all over the world，
就到了全世界各地了。
Brother Sparks，
史弟兄
，was a lone prophetic voice，
他可以说是孤单的先知的声音。
And I think, like all real prophets，
好像这就像所有真实的先知一样。
He was alone，
他是孤单的
，isolated，
被隔绝的
，spoken against。
被人反对的
basically rejected
可以说是被弃绝的
Now, what are the emphases in his ministry?
那么他的职事特点在哪里？重点在哪里？
I took five of the titles.
那我从他的五个书名里面
of his book.
他出版的五有其中五本书里面。
The first one is this.
第一本是这样。
The universality and centrality of the cross.
十字架的宇宙性与中心性，这是那个书名，也是他的知识的重点。
For Mr. Sparks,
对史蒂夫来说
，Everything began with the cross.
万事是从十字架开始
，and came through the cross.
而借助十字架
，and nothing was safe apart from the cross.
没有一样东西可以离开十字架。
This emphasis in his ministry,
这个在他知识里面的强调
was one of the most powerful emphasis.
可以说是非常有能力的加重强调。
He said,
他说
，No child of God is safe.
没有一个小孩子是没有一个神的儿女是 safe,
till safe,
是啊平安的安全的
till he has laid down his life.
一直等到他把自己命舍下。
No servant of God service,
没一个神的侍奉是安全的。
Till that servant of God has laid down his life.
一除非他舍下他的性
命。No fellowship of God's people is safe.
没有一般神的子民是安全的。
Until they have laid down their
life. 除非他们把他们命舍下。
Everything comes back to the altar.
每一件事都是回到祭坛。
This was one of the emphases of his ministry.
那这个可以说他的信息很强调的一点。
Then a second emphasis.
然后第二个重点
was the preeminence of the Lord Jesus.
那是耶稣基督优越的地位。
This was something, well, you had to know Mr. Sparks to really appreciate this.
你必须认识史弟兄，你才会欣赏这卷。
For him,
对他来说
，the Lord Jesus was the beginning and the end of everything.
主耶稣是万事的首先，也是末了。
He was the Alpha,
他是 Alpha,
and the Omega,
也是 Omega.
The beginning,
是始
and the end,
也是终
The first,
首先的
and the last,
末后的。
He saw everything in.
他看每件事都在基督。
He believed the whole new creation.
他相信整个新造
in Christ
是在基督里。
The new man
新人
was in Christ
在基督里。
Everything was in Christ
凡事都在基督里。
This was a tremendous emphasis in his ministry.
他这可以说是他极大的重点。
Where was the Lord? He would say.
他说主在哪里呢
？Where is the Lord?In this person's life,
到底在这个人的身上主在哪里
？Where is the Lord Jesus in this person's work？
到底在这个人的职事里面主在哪里
？Where is the Lord Jesus in this person's ministry？
到底在这个人的职事上主在哪儿呢
？He used to say，
他常常说
，If you and I want to come right through to the throne of God，
他说如果我们来到他的宝座前
，There is only one thing we need to do，
只有一件事我们需要做
，Give the Lord Jesus the place the Father has given，
就是你给我们主耶稣的地位是父给他的。
This is the way to be preserved from error，
这个就叫我们能免去许多的错误
，from compromise，
能够叫我们不妥协
，from backsliding，
能够叫我们不跌倒
，from beginning in the spirit and ending in the flesh，
我们不可能是从圣灵入门，结果竟然从肉体成全。
Then there was a third emphasis，
然后第三个重点
，God's spiritual house。
神属灵的房屋
，He saw the church，
他看见教会
as God's spiritual house，
是神的灵宫
，He saw the church as the bride of Christ，
他看见教会乃是基乃是基督的心腹，羔羊的妻子
，as the body of the Lord Jesus，
乃是基督的身体
，His understanding of the church，
他对教会的领会
was overwhelming。
是没办法估计的。
Anyone who heard Brother Sparks，
如果任何人听过他
expounding the church，
在那里解释教会的
from the word of God，
从神的话里面
was left almost you would say breathless，
你几乎是说不出话来那个印象。
It was such a vision，
是这样的一个意象
，such an understanding，
这样的一个明领会。
He believed
他相信
that the house of God,
神的家
God's spiritual house,
是属灵是灵宫
of which you and I are living stone,
我们都是活石
built together,
建在造在一起
we are to grow into a holy temple,
我们一同长大成为主的殿
a home of God in the spirit,
那么神在灵里面的居所
this he said,
这他说
is the heart of history.
那是整个历史的核心。
This is the heart of redemption.
这个可以说是救赎的核心。
This is where he used to say.
这他曾经说过。
There is something bigger than salvation.
这个好像有一个东西是比救恩更大的。
People used to get so angry.
有人就很生他的气。
How could he say there's something greater than salvation?
你敢说什么东西比救恩更大吗？
That is.Unevangelical.
这个非常不是基要的。
It's not right.
这个不对。
It's not biblical.
啊，这个不是合乎圣经。
But Mr. Sparks always said.
但史丁说。
Salvation is not an end.
救恩不是个结局。
It is a means to an end.
救恩乃是达到最后目的的一个过程。
The end of the law.
那个过结局。
Is his dwelling.
乃是他的居所。
The end of the law,
那个结局
is his spiritual house,
乃是他属灵的居所。
The end of the law,
那个结局
is his home in the spirit.
主的结局就是在灵里的居所。
And our salvation,
我们的救恩
means to put us into that.
结果是一个过程，把我们带到那个目的。
God's spiritual house,
神属灵的房屋。
And then, fourthly,
第三点。
There was another emphasis in his ministry.
在他的信息里面有另外一个强重点。
Battle for life.
那就是这个就是为生存而战。
He used to say.
他这样说。
If there is a spiritual life in you.
如果在你里面有一个属灵的生命。
All hell will come out to extinguish.
你知道整个的地狱门就打开了。
If there is spiritual life in your ministry.
如果在你的执事里面有属灵的生命。
All hell will come out against
you. 整个的地狱都要来反对你。
If there is spiritual life in our fellowship.
如果在我们教会里面有属灵的生命。
All hell will come out against
you. 你看整个的地狱就打开了。
We have to learn how to fight the good fight of faith.
我们要知道怎么样打美好的战。
Hold on eternal life.
我们要持定永生。
We have to learn.
我们要学习
how to keep in life.
我们怎么样能够一直保存在生命里面。
He used to say again and again.
他一再的说。
Everything to do with God is life.
与神的一切都是生命。生命
life,
生命是一切
more life,
更多的生命
life,
更丰盛的生命
not death,
不是死
life,
生命
even the death of the cross,
而且死这十字架的死
is to bring us into life,
是要把我们生命带给
and the more we know the death,
我们越认识十字架的死
the more we shall know the life, of
我们越认识基督的生
therefore this battle for life,
所以这个为生而有的征战
This was a very real emphasis in our brothers.
这个是我们弟兄很强调。
Many of us probably owe more to him on this matter than anything else.
我想我们许多人在这点得他许多的帮助。
How to stand?
怎样站住
？How to overcome?
怎样的得胜
？How to lay hold?
怎样的能够抓住
？How to press on?
怎样的往标杆直跑
？It is a battle for life.
这个是为生命的战争。
But the Lord.Is well able,
但是我们的主能够，足够能够。
And then lastly,
末了一点。
There was yet another emphasis.
还有一个重点。
It is in a little book called In Touch with the Throne.
那有一本书就是与这个与宝座接触，在宝座前。
Yeah. This is all to do with intercession.
那这个和我们的祷告有关系。
Our brother Mr. Sparks used to say.
史蒂夫常常这样说。
The real calling of the church.
教会真实的门户照。
Is to intercession.
乃是做一个祷告的教会。
Intercession is far more than prayer.
祷告祈求比祷告更多。
Anyone can pray.
每一个人都能祷告。
Only those who've grown up.
只有那些成长的才能代求祈求
You cannot travel if you're a baby.
你做小孩不能经历生产的痛苦
You have to have a certain minimal maturity.
你多多少少要有一些成熟。
And then you can conceive.
然后你能够生产。
And then there can be travel.
然后你能够经过产难。
And then there can be birth.
然后才能有生命。
This emphasis on intercession.
那这个强调祈求。
He believed that real overcomers.
一个真实的得胜者
are nearly always intercessors.
几乎是一个代祷的人。
They know how to intercede.
他们知道怎么代求。
And then he would say,
他要说
intercession
一个代祷的人
doesn't require your lips.
不只需要你的唇
it requires your whole.
乃是要你整个的人
all of you.
要求的不是你的嘴唇，乃是灵魂体整个。
It doesn't require 10 minutes of the day.
不光是只要求你一天十分钟
，or an hour，
或者一个钟头
，nor even an hour in a week，
也不是一个礼拜一个钟头
，not even an hour in a month，
也不是一个礼拜一个月一个钟头。
It requires you.
它需要你要求的
，24 hours，
乃是每天24小时
，of every day，
乃是全天候的
，of every week。
每个时候
of every month,
每个月
of every year,
每年
this is unceasing prayer.
那这就是不住的祷告
These were the emphases in our brother's ministry.
那这个可以说就是我们弟兄的那个信息的重点
Now our brother had some more than a few faults.
当然我们的弟兄也有一些的错
I said to the folks in Taipei.
我在台北的弟兄姊妹说。
Once when I was talking with Miss Elizabeth Fishbach.
有一次我和曾经在香港的巴小姐。
I said to her.
我就对她说。
Did Brother Watchman Nee have any fault?
你看尼弟兄到底有没有什么错
？And I remember Elizabeth Fishbach.
我还记得巴小姐。
Looking at me.
她看着我。
And saying.
她说。错吗？
Brother Watchman Nee, a fault?
你就有错吗
？And I thought,
oh,
she's going to crush me.
我想她要把我压碎了。
And then she said,
然后她说
，Brother Nee was a great man.
她说尼弟兄是个伟人。
With great faults.
他人大错也大。
The greater the man,
一个人越伟大
，the greater the fault.
他的错也越伟大。
Our brother Mr. Spark,
我们的死老弟兄
was a truly great man.
他的的确确是个伟人
and he truly had great faults.
他的的确确错的也不少
I've spoken of his suspiciousness.
我常常说到他是疑心很重的
This was a real weakness.
这个的确是他的软弱
Mr. Spark just did not trust people.
他就是不能相信人
And then another weakness
还有一个软弱
was he was totally British.
他是百分之百的英国人
Now you Chinese will understand.
你们知道中国人
This can be a weakness.
这个可以是个弱点
totally British.
你知道做完全是英国人这个可能是个弱点
The British have all like the Chinese.
就像中国人可能这样
The British always felt that the temperament of the kingdom of heaven is basically British.
那他们认为说整个国度的气质是个英国的气质
And that to be changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus means that you must be changed into the likeness of the British.
所以要磨成是儿子的形象就要磨成英国人
Basically,
意思就这个意思
It was a real weakness.
那这是一个大的弱点
Mr. Sparks was so thankful that he was born British.
Mistress or
Mr. Sparks.
而且这个史蒂文他很高兴他是英国人
With it came a kind of imperialism.
也许这是个帝国主义在作祟
It was a weakness.
这个是个弱点
He felt that the Latin peoples had very great weakness.
他觉得拉丁的民族有很多的难处。
And that the Asian peoples had very great.
这个亚洲的人也有一些难处。
And that the Jews had enormous weakness.
那犹太人有更多的难处。
He was British.
因为他是英国人。
It's very hard for us in the world we live in now to understand that there were people who really believed that, that this was the most tremendous thing to be British.
他认为是做英国人是了不起的。
This was another weakness in our brother.
这是我们弟兄身上的难处。
Then our brother had another weakness.
我们弟兄还有一个弱点。
He was a very isolated man.
他是一个非常孤被隔绝的一个人。
And it is very interesting.
他是很孤独的一个人。
He loved America.
他爱美国人。
And the Americans.
他喜欢美国人。
And for us in Britain.
在我们在英国,
it was always a cause of amazement.
对我们来讲实在想不通的。
He was as different to Americans as it was possible to be.
他对美国人就完全不一样了。
He always wore a tie.
他总是,
always wore suit.
他就是穿得很好, 打领带。
Always immaculately dressed.
他是打扮得很,
always
很挺拔,
had certain manners.
他这个总是那个风度,
from which he never departed.
他从来不改的,
certain regulations.
他有一些的规则,
you know, and the Americans to us were quite different.
但美国人对我们来就不一样,
he would never sit with his legs stretched out.
他绝对不会坐着脚翘起来,
he would never lie on the floor.
他绝对不会躺在地上,
he would never stretch out over a whole sofa.
他也不会整个这样躺斜躺在床沙发上,
he would never say hi.
他也不会说hi, 从来不这样说。
It was just not Mr. Sparks.
那这个他就是他。
Yet he loved the Americans.
但是他喜欢美国人。
And the reason was this.
他问题这个原因是这样。
Because he was so reserved.
因为他这样保守的一个人。
He found the Americans with their warmth.
他觉得美国人很热情,
and their openness,
他们很敞开,
and their sort of total,
他们讲啊讲啊的,
I can't explain,
我没办法来形容,
he found it, he could be himself.
这样的话他就可以是他自己了,
he actually could be himself. Americans,
在美国人中间他可以回到他自己,
whereas amongst the British,
在英国人中间,
he couldn't really be himself.
他不能是他自己,
he always had to be,
他一定要,
you know, the gentleman.
很严肃, 是绅士的。
This was a weakness.
这是他的弱点。
Mr. Sparks had yet one further weakness.
史蒂夫还有一个弱点。
And that was his authoritarianism.
那他是一个很讲权柄的人。
It was natural to him.
对他来讲是天生的。
It was totally natural.
对他来讲是天生的。
He was a total individual authority.
他是个十足威权的人。
And this was the problem very much in the work and fellowship.
那这个在工作上, 在教会里面是个难处。
These were the weaknesses of our brother.
这是我们弟兄的难处。
They were swallowed up in the Lord Jesus.
但是呢, 感谢主, 被主的话被主吞灭了。
The abiding impressions of our brother Mr. Sparks were not these weaknesses. If anything, these weaknesses only threw into greater relief what God had done in him.
那其实事实上这些弱点就被神在他所做的那些东西上给埋住了。
This is how I always will remember him.
这我一直记得他是这样。
I think received more from our brother Mr. Sparks than any other person.
我认为我从十六年的接受的超过任何其他的人。
I remember him like this.
我虽然记得他。
He always magnified the Lord Jesus.
他总是高举我们的主。
Not just by word.
不光是言语。
But by life.
他那个整个人就是这样。
His very presence,
他的同在,
brought in something of the Lord Jesus.
他总是把主带进来。
Every time he came,
每一次他来,
the impression left with you,
他给你那个印象,
was how great is the Lord.
那就是主是多么伟大。
When he spoke,
当他交通的时候,
you were left with this.
你有这样的印象,
how great is the Lord Jesus.
他是多么伟大。
He always magnified
他总是高举我们的主。
This is something so special.
这个对他来讲是太特别了。
So few who minister
许多为主说话的人
leave this impression of the greatness of the Lord Jesus.
给你这样的印象，我们的主有多伟大。
It is something that God did in him.
所以这是主在他身上工作的。
So that his very presence brought the Lord Jesus in.
所以他只要在哪里，就把主带到哪里。
And his ministry glorified the Lord.
他的执事是永远高举他的。
This is the first abiding impression.
这个是叫人难忘的印象。
If I was only asked to give the one impression,
如果我只能给一个印象的话，
This is the impression I would.
这是我要提到的印象。
His favorite hymn was that hymn.
他最喜欢的是。
With the refrain, "How great thou art."
那就是你何伟大。
The second abiding impression.
那么第二个不可磨灭的印象
was he was always pressing on.
他总是一个向前的一个人。
Always, you got the feeling with Brother Spurgeon.
你的感觉就是
he was always reaching out.
他总是要
always moving forward.
总是向前。
Never stationed.
从来不原地踏步。
Always going on.
一直往前。
You got this feeling with his very presence.
你只要和他在一起
，as well as his ministry.
甚至你听他讲到
，one of his favorite hymns.
他最喜欢的有一首诗。
I can't find it in your book.
我找不到你们在诗歌里。
I'm so sorry you don't have it.
我很可惜你们没有。
It's based on one of the great statements of the one of the leading Puritan.
那是一个清教徒的一句话。
The Lord hath yet more light and truth to break forth from His.
主，我们的主还有更多的光和其他。
He used to love this hymn.
他喜欢这首。
We sang it so often in conference.
我们在特会老一再的唱。
The Lord hath yet more light and truth to break forth.
我们的主还有光和真理要启示给我们。
And this Puritan leader said.
那这个清教徒说。
Let us not stop.With Martin Luther,
但我们不要停留在马丁路德上。
Or Ulrich Zwingli,
或者我们不要
John Calvin,
或者是加尔文
，or the others,
或者其他的。
It's always more.
让我们一直往前，
more,
一直往前，
always more,
再往前。
Mr. Sparks used to say,
史蒂夫说
，Let us go beyond.
但我们要超越这些。
John Wesley,
我们要超越约瑟林，查理约瑟林
，George Whitefield,
Whitefield,
George Fox.
还有 Fox 弟兄
Jay and Darby
还有要超越 Darby
then George Muller
还有 Muller 弟兄
Andy Norris Groves
还有其他的人
Let us go beyond
要超越这些
He used to say
他常常说
I hope people will go beyond me
他说希望有人超越我
Some never did
有的人没有这样做
There's all the Lord hath yet more light and truth
主有更多的光和他的和他的真理等着要启示。
He used to say, you know, there's not just a second blessing.
他常常说这个不是第二个祝福。
There's a third and a fourth and a fifth.
有第三个祝福，第四、第五、第六、第七、第一百个、第一千个祝福。
Go on.
你要往前走。
Go on into everything the Lord has.
一直要往前达到神要你达到。
There's more and more.
有更多。一直是更多。
This was the second abiding impression.
那这个可以说他给留给人不可磨灭的印象。
And then a third abiding impression to me.
那第三个叫人想起的就是不可磨灭的印象是这个。
Is he always seemed to minister under the anointing?
他每次供应的时候总是带着膏油。
I don't think I ever heard our brother minister other than under the anointing.
我好像没有印象，好像有一次我们的弟兄，他的供应不带着膏油。
Now that is something.
这个是了不起的。
Some people never minister under the anointing.
有的人从来供应没有膏油的。
Some people minister sometimes under the anointing.
有的人是偶尔有这些膏油的。
And mostly not under the anointing.
多半的时候是没有。
Some people minister a lot under the anointing.
有的人有很多的膏油。
And sometimes not.
但有的时候没有。
It's very rare to find someone who ministers under the anointing.
难得找到一个人是永远一直是有膏油的。
That is a secret.
这是个奥秘。
A secret that our brother had.
那就是我们的弟兄有的秘诀。
He knew how to abide under the anointing.
他知道怎么在住在膏油底下。
Not to give dead food.
不要把死的东西给人。
Not to give what he thought.
不要把他自己以为的给人。
But always to give what God gave him.
那他总是把神给他的给人。
This was how he ministered under the anointing.
那这就是他怎么样在膏油底下敬他话语的知识。
If I were to give one last impression,
如果我要提起最末了的一个印象，
I would say it was a kind of dogged determination to fulfill what God had given.
就是他有一个决定，就是要决定达到，就是要达到神要他达到的。
I remember on one occasion.
我记得有一次。
I was not there.
我不在那儿。
But some of my friends were there.
我的弟兄，我的有的朋友在那儿。
In India.
在印度。
In one of the big meetings about the boxing.
在 boxing 的一个特会里面。
There were 16,000 people present.
大概有16,000的人在那里。
No air conditioning.
也没有。
No fan.
没有这个，没有冷气，什么也没有。
Unbelievable heat.
那个热的不得了
，unbelievable humidity，
那个湿的不得了，潮湿的不得了
，unbelievable dirt， unbelievable dirt，
脏的不得了。
And whilst our brother was speaking，
当我的弟兄说话的时候
，he told me， he said， I saw a shadow coming across。The whole congregation.
那我觉得我看到有个影子，就越过这么多。
And he said, I began to think I was ill.
他说我大概是病了吧。
What is this black shadow that is slowly coming across all?
为什么这个影子慢慢过来呢
？And then when it got near,
靠近的时候
，suddenly he saw people brushing off.
那他看见人都这样做。
It was an army of cockroaches. Cockroaches,
蟑螂哦，一大堆的蟑螂过来。
Great Oriental,
这么大的蟑螂。
An army of them,
这个一大群的蟑螂过来。
Been a flood a little way away.
那么从那边慢慢就过来了。
And millions of these creatures moved.
成群的就这么过来了。
And they went over the whole congregation.
就从整个的会众里过来。
And you know our brother never stopped.
你知道我们的弟兄没有停。
Now, like many people, he had a great horror of cockroaches.
我想就像所有人一样，他是怕蟑螂的。
And the Lord sent him a little savior.
然后我们的主就带给了个救星。
As they came nearer and nearer,
当他靠近的时候
，a little chameleon came down and climbed up on his shoulder.
一个什么东西爬在他身上
？Chameleon.A chameleon. It's a very slow-moving creature. Ah,
壁虎，大概是壁虎，是壁虎。
He went and sat up on his.
他壁虎来到这里。
Not a cockroach came near.
结果你知道，没有一个蟑螂靠近他。
Then he fulfilled his ministry.
然后他讲完他的道。
Can you believe such?
你能相信这样的事吗
？This is dogged determination.
那他就是有一个定规。
The best thing about the British.
这个对德一一，这是英国人的优点。
Then I remember another when I was present.
那有一次我还记得我在场。
Our brother got up to speak.
我们就站起来说话。
And suddenly something happened to the lighting.
就
to the lighting.
这个电不对了。
It went off.
On.
Off. On.
一会儿暗一会儿亮，一会儿暗一会儿亮。
Off.All in the whole conference center.
那么整个的聚会只能一会儿暗一会儿亮。
On, off, on,
亮或者
off,
亮
on. For three quarters of an hour.
大概是三刻钟，有三刻钟。
And our brother just went on preaching.
我们弟兄就这么一直讲。
Right the way through the whole.
一直讲完。
I don't remember what he said.
我不记得他说些什么。
Because this on, off, on,
这个一会儿暗一会儿亮，一会儿暗一会儿亮。
I mean, it was impossible to take in what he was saying.
我根本就听不见他在讲什么。
But I came away with such a blessing.
但是我走了，我觉得不得了很大的祝福。
It was the amazing tenacity.
这个实在是了不稀奇。
The dogged determination.
他定规好了。
Satan was not going to win in this meeting.
在这个聚会里，撒旦不能得胜的。
He was going to fulfill. for the Lord's purpose for this.
他要成就神在这个聚会里面的旨意。
Interestingly,
稀奇的很。
I don't think the Lord's purpose for that meeting was the word He had given our brother.
我想不是那个祝福，不光是主借着那个话所给我们带来的。
For none of us can remember it.
因为我没个人记得他讲了什么。
And the tape recorder went on, off, on, off, off, off,
off, off, off, off, off, off, off, off, off,
But the amazing thing,
稀奇的是,
everyone was blessed.
每一个人都得了祝福,
because it was battle for life.
因为这个是为着生命而有的征战。
Illustrated.
很明显的就实现在我们弟兄身上。
These are the abiding impressions.
这个是我永远不能忘的，我难忘的一些印象。
I thank God that I knew him.
我感谢神，我认识他。
And I thank God for what I have received from him.
我也感谢他，为着我从他那里所领受。
I only pray that we might be as faithful as he.
我巴不得我们祷告能像他一样的忠心。
Thank you.
感谢。我们再有一点的祷告。主啊，当我们听见这些属灵伟人的故事，我们向你献上感谢。他们也是一样像我们有血有肉的人，有同样性情的人，但是我们看见你在他们身上的工作，他们不是没有弱点，不是没有难处，但是因着他们紧紧的像我们的弟兄紧紧的被你握在你的手中，你是怎样的在他身上工作，把他磨成神儿子的形象。主啊，但愿这些话能激励我们，叫我们做一个永远高举你的人，永远让基督，让我们给你的地位乃是属乎神所给你的地位，让你在凡事上居首位。亲爱的主啊，但愿这些故事能激励我们，虽然聚会散去，但愿这些话永远留下深刻的印象。主啊，借助今天的聚会，借助今天晚上聚会的录音，叫许多人得着帮助。我们感谢你，把我们的弟兄从遥远的地方来帮助我们，借助这一个礼拜周末的信息，也借助今天晚上的见证，我们把敬拜爱戴都归给你。这些话鼓舞了我们，这些故事见证鼓舞了我们。我们说主啊，感谢你，为着你所给我们的，我们末了说把敬拜爱戴都归给你，你是配得的。我们没有准备好要蒙着许多的恩典，但是你已经准备好了，借着我们的弟兄把这些恩典给我们，而且丰丰富富的，有恩典有真理，而且是恩上加恩，把敬拜爱戴都归给你。听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。